Okay, and the presenter of An Hour With on Sunday morning between 10 and 11 is actress and all-round theatre of film and television person, Athena Jansen. And Athena, very, very, very good afternoon. Hoe gaan het?
Hallo, dit gaan goed. Thank you so much, John. I'm so excited to be here with you guys.
I am so looking forward to Mooi Weer en Warm. I've been looking, been anticipating it, sort of knowing that Paul Venter, who wrote Arende en Koning and others, has written the series, and looking at the cast, you're in it, Bermulde, Susan Danford, Jacques Daron, Antoinette Kellerman, Tina Rief van Wyk Loots, Royston Stoffels. What an amazing cast you're working with.
Stellar cast, legendary writer. I was very fortunate to work with these amazing people, and I got to learn so much from the cast of Mooi Weer en Warm. And I'm so excited as well for it to finally be released, because we worked on it all through last year. So to finally have the product being shown, it's just, you know, very exciting.
And it's on CakeNet, and it drops quite soon, doesn't it?
Yes, on the 7th of February, it will be on CakeNet, channel 144, at 8 o'clock. And it will be a series that will come on every week for, I'm not sure even about the time, it might be an hour, we'll see.
Okay, and it's about Pastor Isabella, played by Marisa Drummond, and she needs to ensamel geld om die kerk aan die gang te hou, kry, and
yes.
Has a weekly flea market, and there's allerhande dinge wat verkeerd gaan. It sounds like one of those scenarios that just allows itself to be so wonderful and so South African. It's not a, you know, it's probably not a series that you could make anywhere else in the world.
Right, because, I mean, a flea market at a church, you would think that it's a very welcoming thing, but certain churches are very strict about what they allow at church and whatnot. And except for that, we also have this dam that's threatening to flood the community. So it's a drama. We see different characters, families, real life stories that we can relate to. And then we have all these other, you know, outside things that are threatening the community as well.
On to music. I believe you are musical. You sing, you play instruments, you compose, or have I been lied to?
No, that's true. I'm a singer-songwriter. I recently participated in Artica Fia Crescendo, which is like a workshop for musicians to kind of find themselves in the industry. And I was a finalist in 2022, and I finally released my song For Yo, which is dedicated to my late brother. So I'm very fortunate to have also released a song recently.
Haven't heard it. What is it? Is it a ballad? Is that how you would describe it?
I guess I would describe it as a ballad, definitely. Like I said, it's a dedication. So it's basically for anyone that's lost someone close to them in their lives, and just celebrating their lives through your life. So for me, it's still honoring his memory in my acting career, in my music career, anywhere possible to mention him, to celebrate his life. And I believe that we should all do that, so that their lives aren't, or the loss of their lives aren't in vain.
Can I ask what happened to your brother? Because obviously he died prematurely.
Yes. He was 27 at the time. This happened 18 years ago in 2005. He was also a musician, a rock guitarist for people like Maini Khavir. He had a band called Tate. And at the time, he was deciding to move over to London. And he came back home to save some money. And unfortunately, he lost his life when he went to his friends to kind of just catch up. There were some gangsters in the road, and he got caught in a bit of trouble there. So that happened very fast, and I was 10 years at the time, 10 years old, and I spoke at the funeral, and I said, hey, I'm going to follow in your footsteps, and I'm going to honor your memory. And 18 years later, I've been able to do that, so I'm very, very proud.
What a wonderful, wonderful story. The kind of music that you have to select from for Sunday's playlist, was that easy for you? Is it the kind of music that you naturally love?
I don't know if you remember, but back in the day, there was this karaoke system that people could just have in their homes, and you would have this DVD with karaoke and like a whole book. So I grew up with that, and I grew up with a lot of like old songs. My sister, them are more 90s, 80s musically influenced. So I had a lot of Backstreet Boys, Brandy in my life. But at the same time, my mother and my family, we are musically inclined. So we listened to a lot of Barbara Streisand, Bryan Adams. So you can expect all of that, ABBA, all of that music that I'm really crazy about and that I know by heart, I've chosen. And also it's the month of love, so I made sure that there are some love songs you can sing along to as well.
I've so enjoyed meeting you. This has been five of the happiest minutes of my week so far. Thank you very much. Athena Janssen, actress and presenter of An Hour with Athena Janssen on Sunday morning between 10 and 11.